Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And no co-host tonight, Chris O'Shea or Graham Ewing or any other associates at the Financial Consulate are with me tonight because I have a guest. I have a great guest tonight. And my guest tonight is somebody who's been with us before, Sherry Colby, from the SHIP program of Baltimore County. And so what does that mean? Is she into sailing or something? No, she's senior health insurance person for Baltimore County. She helps people figure out what to do with Medicare. So tonight we are taking questions, but we are only taking questions on Medicare. So I've already told Chris, our producer, and he knows that if you have a question on Medicare, he will direct it to us and we'll help answer your question. You know, Medicare, dealing with your Medigap policy or your Medicare Advantage or your drug plan, Medicare D, you know, how do you choose that Medicare Advantage plan? Or how do you choose your Medicare drug plan? And how do you check it out every year to make sure that you're in the best plan possible? And what can you do if your premiums are rising too fast on your Medigap policy? Are there things you can do? And what government assistance can you get? These are the questions people may or may not know they need to have answered. And that's what Sherry helps people with every day in Baltimore County, because she is Baltimore County SHIP, Senior Health Insurance Program. Did I say that right? Senior Health Insurance Program?
State Health Insurance Assistance Program.
I was close.
Well, we changed.
Wait a minute. What happened? Where's SHIP out of that?
State Health Insurance Assistance Program.
And it's SHIAP.
Well, whatever. But it got changed from senior to state because about a third of the people on Medicare are under the age of 65. So
okay.
They're not seniors. They are younger.
How many people are under?
Around a third of the people on Medicare, certainly that I deal with on a daily basis. Because
so those are people that were on SSDI? And
they successfully applied for SSDI, 25th month of being on disability. They come on board Medicare.
And they're allowed to come on board Medicare. Yep.
Actually, they have to come on board Medicare.
Do they?
Yes.
If you get SSDI, I didn't know that. Did you have to come on to Medicare?
The 25th month, the disability benefit and Part A somehow legally are wedded together.
Well, unless if you have medical insurance through a company or something and you get SSDI, and the company's willing to continue to insure you, can you stay on their plan?
Yes. You will have A, and that would be free, assuming you or the spouse worked 10 years in this country. What you would not be taking would be Medicare Part B as in boy.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you have group health insurance through an employer with more than 100 employees, then you do not need B.
Yeah. So Sherry and I talked about this beforehand, and I just want to make it clear. I'm not here to debate Medicare and whether you like Medicare or not. I'm here to help people who are on Medicare and answer any questions. So if somebody starts talking to us about, you know, Medicare this and Medicare that and wants to rant about Medicare, I would suggest that you hang up immediately or not call in if you did. But if you have a legitimate question and you want help from somebody like Sherry, who's an expert at this, and, you know, it is a confusing thing. I do have a couple callers online. But let me just tell you one quick story, okay? So I help people, you know, my clients. I mean, we help them all the time with Medicare, Medigap, and so forth. I went to help a client who is a tax attorney. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He's a tax attorney. He does one of the most famous tax returns in the United States. And he was a former IRS commissioner.
Uh-oh.
And when I helped him do Medicare, he looked at me and said, Drew, how does the average senior figure this out? And I said, they don't, Larry. They go to people like Sherry Colby to help them because it's ridiculously complicated.
Well, today I had a call from a 91-year-old who had some questions about her Part D, and I always think, gee, if you hit 90, you should get a pass on all this. But that doesn't occur either.
I get a lot of seniors asking me that question, Sherry. All right, we're going to Bob in Baltimore City. Bob, how can we help you?
Hi, Sherry and Drew. I was on the phone with your call screener, and when I came off, you may have actually been answering this, but I don't know for sure. What happened is, when I turned 65, I looked for all kinds of answers, and the best I could come up with, I was supposed to get on Part A, Medicare Part A, even though I was still working at a company, and I'm 67 now.
Are you still working for the company?
I'm still working for the company.
Okay. So he's good, right, Sherry?
Right. Whenever somebody turns 65 and they're going to keep working, just like I'm still working, the question is, why not take A? A is free. If you or your spouse work 10 years in the company, it will be secondary to your group health insurance. It may or may not pay something as a secondary, but why not take it? But there's always a but in life. The one time you would never take the A is if your insurance is an HSA, a health savings account, because you cannot contribute or have any form of Medicare, A or B or D or anything, if you're contributing to a health savings account. If you're on Medicare, you have an account and you want to withdraw, you can do that, but you can't contribute. But that's the only time that I say, other than that, I say, hey, go ahead, get the A. Why not?
But I think his concern is that because he didn't take it at 65, he feels like there's possibly some danger. And that's not true because he's on a company plan.
Correct. If you have worked 10 years, the A is free. It doesn't honestly matter if you take it at 65 or when you retire. That does not come in. It's the B that one has to be careful with as far as a penalty.
Yep. All right, Bob.
Now, there is an HSA as part of my health insurance.
So you don't want to accept Medicare Part A?
Can I give it back?
No.
No,
I don't think he can. Now, you're not collecting. Are you collecting Social Security by any chance?
I'm collecting my ex-wife's Social Security.
Then that's why you're on A. Once you go on Social Security, you cannot refuse A. So you cannot use your HSA. You cannot contribute to your HSA anymore. Okay? Just remember that. Do not contribute to your HSA anymore. Continue to take your Social Security. Continue to keep your A. And call it a day.
That's right.
And one more thing. Does that mean if I get on B in 3 years from now, they won't say, hey, you've been on A, so you've got to pay a late penalty?
No. As long as you're actively working group health insurance through work, the employer has more than 20 people. Whenever you go to stop work, you need to get there are two forms from Social Security. One of them you'll take back to your employer, who will sign on the dotted line that you had group health insurance continuously from age 65. That is the document that will prevent you from getting a Part B penalty whenever you do retire, whether it's 70, 75, or whenever.
Right. Right. Oh, okay, Bob?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good question. We got to take a pause with traffic. We're going to be right back with your questions on Medicare, but right now we're going to traffic. Take it away. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temptations. Never met a girl. Anyway, we got to roll. And we're talking Medicare tonight. And if you want to call and ask a question on Medicare, I got Sherry Colby. She's the head of SHIP. I still call it Senior Health Insurance Program. Sounds better than SHIAP. And State Health Insurance Assistance Program. Definitely defines better what you're doing, but I like SHIP better. Anyway, we're here. We're going to answer your Medicare questions. If you got a question about Medicare A, Medicare B, D, you know, the drug plans, how do you get one, Medigap, Medicare Advantage, all those kind of interesting things, you know, we're here to answer them for you. And government assistance, that's a big one. How do you get help from the government to pay those premiums, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part D, et cetera, et cetera? Well, you can't get help on Medigap, but you know, Medicare B and D. Anyway, we're going to Washington and Pasadena. Washington, how can we help you? Washington.
Hey, Sherry and Drew.
There you are. How are you?
Okay. I have a question for Sherry. I take it there's a difference between Medigap and if you have a secondary health insurance, like let's say if you're a federal employee and you bring in a health insurance plan with you when you retire. There can be a difference in terms of what coverage. Is that correct?
Yes. Medicare. Whenever you have a retiree health benefit, whether it's from the federal government, state, a private company, those are all planned, let's say, specifically designed for the company or for you all. They are not open to the public, and they are different. In what they cover, don't cover, how much, whether there's deductibles or what the rules, regs, procedures, they can all vary from a Medigap, which is also a Medicare supplement. These are products for people who either do not have the luxury of having a retiree health benefit or they have elected due to whatever reason not to select the retiree health benefit. So they are available to the public. And those plans are governed by federal and state laws, and the Medigaps are overseen by the Maryland Insurance Administration.
Right. The reason I ask is I remember when my parents had Medigap, since they didn't have insurance policies, those policies generally would state that if Medicare didn't cover something, then they would not cover the remainder, let's say. So then I just wanted to make sure that if you have an insurance plan, I guess that would be considered secondary to Medicare, then it may or may not actually still cover something that Medicare won't necessarily cover.
Okay, so if somebody has a Medigap, Medicare is the engine on the train. It determines if something's covered, Medigap pays. If Medicare doesn't cover it, Medigap won't. But like for federal insurance, I happen to know because of my daughter, she has federal insurance and she gets acupuncture. And her, whatever federal insurance she has, it covers it versus Medicare is not going to cover acupuncture. So it would depend upon your secondary insurance. Some secondary insurances will not pay if Medicare doesn't. Others are more liberal and they will. And you have to check that out with your benefit administrator.
I don't think the federal government retiree health insurance program is driven by Medicare and the decisions of Medicare. Because it's sort of like it's the only one in the country that I know of. All other retiree health programs drive by Medicare, except for the federal government's health plan.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say 100%. I always say check with
your
benefit administrator as far as things. But the federal definitely are different.
It is a very different program.
I mean, they're the only ones where the active employees and the retirees pay the same amount of money for the insurance, which also seems strange.
It's because it's an actual personal insurance policy into retirement. Anyway, Washington, hope that answers your question. I got to run. And we're going to Vern in Mount Airy. Vern, how can we answer your question? How can we help you on you?
Well, I think I'm actually very similar in situation to the previous caller. My wife is currently on Medicare because she's drawing disability income. And right now, my employer policy decides what's covered, and then if there's anything they don't pay, Medicare gets billed for the remainder. She's only on Part A. And it sounds like when I turn 65, I need to find out from my company whether my policy is still going to be active, or even if I'm still working, or if it basically becomes a Medigap policy.
What size of company do you work for, Vern? What size of company?
I actually work for Washington Metro.
Okay.
So, could you re-explain your question again? I'm sorry.
So he wants to know if when he actually retires himself and his wife makes...
Go ahead. If I stay an active employee after age 65...
You would keep your medical insurance with the Metro.
Will my medical insurance with Metro still be primary for my wife's Medicare?
Okay. As long as you are actively working, and certainly the company has more than 20 people, it will be primary for you, and it will be primary for your spouse. The second that you stop working, her Medicare will become primary. But as long as you're actively working and you're covering her, then your insurance is primary to Medicare. When you go to stop working, that is when you will be looking into getting Part B for, I guess, actually both of you. If you're 65, certainly for her and yourself also.
Yeah, we'll both be 65 by that time.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because she has certain chemotherapies that she gets that we have had to fight tooth and nail with the insurance company about. And I know Medicare is not going to be nearly as flexible as the company insurance. So, okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Vern. Thank you. I don't think he's right on that. I think Medicare will be more flexible.
Well, there's no way to say definitely Medicare is not going to be more flexible. I mean, once Medicare is the primary insurance, certainly there are a lot of people out there on cancer that get chemotherapy. Now, the question will be if he doesn't have a retiree health benefit, he certainly, if the wife does have cancer, is going to be wanting to get potentially a Medigap because that can be a very costly proposition.
Well, with the Metro, he's probably going to get Medicare
exactly.
supplemental through the Metro.
Yeah, he'll have a retiree health benefit.
And it'll probably be a good one, too. So
yeah,
he's probably
right.
pretty well taken care of. Anyway, we're here with Sherry Colby. She's the head of SHIP in Baltimore County. So as you were telling me, there's a state director for the senior health insurance or the state health insurance program.
Right.
And then every county has a director like yourself. You're Baltimore County director.
Right.
But the programs are similar in the sense of the dollar amounts as to how you get benefits in the state of Maryland, each
Correct.
Of the counties.
Each state determines income levels. Some of the benefits are federal, but the state ones, certainly all of us in Maryland, we are all under the same auspices of income and asset guidelines.
Yeah, and then if you go to New Jersey or Virginia or whatever, things change.
Absolutely, particularly if you're looking for the state to pay your Medicare Part B premium or to help with any Medicare copays.
Right.
That income asset level does tend to vary, sometimes pretty much state to state.
Right. Anyway, we've got to take a pause with traffic, but I just want to say we're answering questions about Medicare, and we haven't even talked about all the things that the state of Maryland, Baltimore County, will do to help you with these premiums and so forth. And if you have questions on any of that, see if you're eligible. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is asked your question. Right now, I got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're here answering. It's a cigarette commercial. That's all I know. Anyway, we're here answering Medicare questions with Sherry Colby. Medicare, you know, it's very complicated. You know, you're turning 65. You're still working. You know, do I have to get, you know, am I going to get penalized if I don't do this? You know, and so forth. Or you're 65 and you are retired and you do need Medicare A, Medicare B, Medicare D, and Medigap. How do you get it? How do you get it well, you know? You know, your income's not high. It's very low, and you need assistance and help. Can the state help me with some of these bills and so forth? And the answers to those is yes, yes, yes. But you just need to know the rules, and they are somewhat complicated. And that's why they have whole departments like yours and teams of volunteers to help you, you know, figure it out and help seniors in their county figure it out. So we appreciate your work, Sherry, that you do. And we're going to go to Harry in Parkville. Harry, how can we help you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
I have a question for Sherry in reference to supplemental insurance.
Uh-huh.
I got an increase August the 4th. I'm sorry. And it was more than I thought it should be, but I'm not sure how much it should be because that is a private insurance. How do I go about finding out what it should be? I know with the aging part, it was like 1.89 or something like that. Increase, but the total came up 15.99.
You're talking about your Medigap policy got a premium.
Medigap, supplemental, same thing.
Right, yeah. So
there is no rule about what, how much a company can raise it. It does have to, any rates do have to be approved by the Maryland Insurance Administration. They can do them once a year. But that is honestly all that I...
His best thing to do is just requote another company.
If you,
well, I have health issues.
That doesn't necessarily negate you from...
You can always shop for another company. You can certainly get the list of all the companies is on the Maryland Insurance Administration site, or you can actually get the booklet hard copy from them.
Yeah,
if you...
I have the hard copy.
Okay.
I got it from the Department of Aging thing at Timonium each year.
Okay, and then what you can do is go ahead and contact five companies, fill out the applications, and see if they will take you and if they will offer you a better price.
That is the problem. When I fill out the application, they all refuse me. So they said they don't want my business, so it's because of my health issues. I was trying to go from F to G by listening to Drew on the show. He recommended it. That's where everybody should be. So I tried to get to that, and I wind up giving out information I shouldn't have given out. Gave out. And so when I got my increase in August, for August, it was like 15.99%. Mm-hmm. And then I called, and I talked to somebody there, and they, like a month later, they sent me a paper back indicating that the aging, there was two prices on it. One part was the aging, and that was 1.89%, I think.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of it was for... cost of premiums and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And I also found out that it's based on your zip code.
Yes, it depends where you live in the country and so forth as to what you'll pay.
Right. So where can I find that out at? I was told it was only 4% for my zip code.
I think you really need to be speaking with the Maryland Insurance Administration. These are questions that I can't answer, and they might be much more versed in this.
Okay. That's the Maryland Insurance
Administration.
Administration. Okay. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your help on that.
Thank All right,
you.
Harry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And he's, you know, it is correct that most people should be looking to try to get to Plan G now, if you can.
Okay. Well, what's happening is that there was a few years ago, Congress decided that we really should be paying the Part B deductible. It's $185 this year. So I guess the feeling is if you pay $185 up front, maybe you'll be a little slower utilizing your benefit, or who knows what the purpose was. But the bottom line is that's the effect of it. Okay, so if you...
I don't understand why they made the decision.
That's the only thing that I've heard, is that literally they wanted us to have, quote-unquote, more skin in the game.
Yeah, but at the same time, the people get stuck like Harry back in Plan F. He's going to possibly have a difficult time with these premium increases.
So since people brand new, turning 65 January of 21, are not going to be allowed to buy the F, the C or the high deductible F. So the question comes in, eventually fewer and fewer people will have F. Is the price going to go up? Nobody absolutely knows a definitive on that. It may well go up. Unfortunately, if you're in a circumstance where you cannot move to another Medigap, in a way you are kind of stuck if you have not been successful in finding another company that will cover you. And there really isn't a good answer for that.
Yep. We're here with Sherry Colby. She's the head of SHIP in Baltimore County. She answers questions daily for people, seniors in the area, to help them how to get Medicare A, B, D, how to pick the best drug plan. I hear you're really impressed with the new drug search program that Medicare has come up with.
Well, the...
why don't you explain what it is, because I bet a lot of our listeners don't. You know, a lot of listeners just go to Walmart or Walgreens and say, hey, I need a Medicare D plan, and they sign up for it, and that's it.
Okay, there's only one way to pick a Medicare prescription drug plan, and that is to enter to go on Medicare.gov and enter your drugs into the Medicare Plan Finder. It is your personal drugs that will drive which, like in Baltimore County, which of the 25 plans is best for you. There is nothing else really bears on this decision. And so there was a tool, nice piece of software called the Plan Finder, which we've used since 2006. You enter the drugs, sort through, and it would come up with which was the least expensive plan, covered all your drugs, and then we'd look for the least restrictions. However, this year, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Service have completely redesigned the tool, allegedly using focus groups and so forth. However, the tool is, we're finding, having a lot of challenges with using it, that it really doesn't give the comparisons that we've had in the past. What is the major change for all of us is that now, in order to get a personal search, you must create a My Medicare account. Just like there are My Social Security accounts, there's a My Medicare account, which you have to do online. I deal with a lot of seniors who are not online people. You can still do a general search, but the best way to go is the My Medicare account. With that, you'll be able to see whatever drugs you purchased through your Part D will be online. You can order a new Medicare card. You can look at all of the bills that have been paid by Medicare, all your claims, and look at that. So it is a good avenue to have the My Medicare account. And for all of us, if you haven't done it, you might do it right now.
Yeah. You know, because every year you should be testing your prescriptions in that formulary program.
Well, that's, you have to do that, really, to be on top of things.
You don't have to, but to be on top of things.
To be on top of things, because the plans are allowed to change their formularies, tier structure, pharmacy contracts, premiums, and deductibles every single year. So if they're allowed to change all that, hey, it behooves each one of us to double check. Am I still on the best plan for 2020, or is there really a better one for me?
Yeah. You could be in a plan where the cost per year is running 50, 60, with even with all the copays and everything, a month. And then all of a sudden, the very next year, the very same plan costs you 250 because they decided to take one of your major drugs out of the formulary. And boom.
Well, particularly if you have been on a plan, I'd say 3 to 5 years, and you haven't checked something out, you probably are wasting money.
You better watch it. I could have a lot of people showing up at your door tomorrow, Sherry, asking for help.
I mean, we have had some people where saved them $500 to $1,000 by switching a plan because they kind of got stuck. We don't want to change. I'm happy with what I have. But sometimes happy with what you have could be costing you a lot of money.
Well, we're answering questions on Medicare, but right now I got to take my last traffic pause. We're going to be right back to answer your questions. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask Sherry a question before we finish up right now, I'm going to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives.
Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and we're here with Sherry Colby, and we're talking about Medicare. And so we'll answer your questions, Max, Richard, and Kathy, in 1 second. But before we do, Sherry, tell everyone how people in the state of Maryland can get assistance with Medicare.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you would like to speak with your county SHIP, the easiest way to find out that number is to call at the state SHIP level, and that number is 1-800-243-3425. So 1-800-243-3425. Then you can find out the SHIP number for your local office. And you can also go online to MD SHIP and find...
Do a Google search of MD SHIP.
There you are.
Google knows everything. Google knows everything. MD SHIP, State of Maryland SHIP. And when they get there, the first thing that comes, first page that's available, click on it, and you got a PDF there to give you every phone number for every county in the state of Maryland. So, yep, that's great. And your program has been very much assistance to many people in the state. And I've heard you many times talk to the Johns Hopkins retirement mm-hmm. program, yes. And she does a great job. She knows her stuff, as she's proven here tonight. And we're going to prove that with Max in East Baltimore. Max, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm going to call that number. Hopefully they'll be able to help me out here. But what my problem is... I live in Baltimore City, and I'm 67, and I switched over when I turned 62. They told me I had to go on Social Security from disability. Well, my biggest mistake was not getting a lawyer. They're deducting $135 a month out of my check, and every time I go to the doctors, it costs, like, four times a year, it costs me over $100 each visit.
Okay, as far as the $135.50, that is what pays for Medicare Part B. Part B is not free. We each have to pay at least that amount. Now, the only way to get assistance to pay for that is if your income as a single person is under $1,426 per month, and your assets are under $9,200. And
well, somebody's messing me around. I need a number where I can talk to somebody and find out how this works, because I get less than $1,100 a month.
If you get,
give them the phone number again, okay. Max. Get the phone number and call them tomorrow, and they'll see if they can work it out for you. Okay, go ahead. Give them the phone number.
If you live in Baltimore City, it's 410-396-2273.
There you go. Right to Baltimore City. All right, Max.
2273.
You got it.
All right, buddy. You take
care. I hope I have better luck with them than I have with other cities.
Okay.
Thank you. Richard in Baltimore City, how can we help you?
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Good evening, Mr.
Good evening.
Nellie, and to your guest, Mrs. Colby.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I'm trying to find out. I've heard a couple mentioned tonight, a couple of times it was mentioned. Mrs. Colby referred to Longest Group Health, and the company has more than 20 employees. What happens to people who are in that situation and a company doesn't have that's less than 20 employees?
Okay, well, if you join Medicare, let's say it's 65 and the company has under 20 employees, then your Medicare A and B, if you sign up, will be primary.
Well, you have to sign up, right? Because if you don't, your B could be jeopardized or penalized
in
the future.
This is a little bit of you need to speak with the company. If the company says that they will cover you, and that you don't have to sign up for Medicare. You wouldn't sign up for A or B. However, if the company says you have to sign up, you have to sign up. And
right.
If it's a small company, you have no choice but to sign up for Medicare A and B.
Yep.
That seems my question. But thank you for the answer. I was concerned about it.
All right, okay. Richard. Good question. Mm-hmm. We're going to Kathy in Severna Park. Kathy, how can we help you?
Hi. I'd like to know, are all the open enrollment periods the same date?
Yes, they are established federally. So the open enrollment for... is October 15th to December 7th, and that is national.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good question. And I'm sure she's talking about the drugs.
Well, the open enrollment October 15th to December 7th is for your Part C, your Medicare Advantage, your HMOs, your PPOs, your Medicare savings accounts, as well as the Part D drugs.
Right. And then the other enrollments are like if you turn 65, that's when you got to sign up for B without pre-existing condition or without
it's
penalty.
65, if you or the spouse is not actively working, group health insurance through work, more than 20 employees, you have to sign up for Medicare at age 65. 3 months before your birthday, your 65th birthday, the month of, or 3 months after. It's a 7-month window to sign up for Medicare A, B, and to get a drug plan if you don't have one.
If you don't have medical insurance at work.
This is for people who are not working.
Right. Because
the only time you can delay enrolling in Medicare is if you're actively working, group health insurance through work, and more than 20 employees.
Let's see if we can get one more caller. Scott in Joppa, how can we help you?
How are you doing, Drew?
Good.
And your guest.
Yeah.
In 01... I got laid off from Lucent, and I went on disability. And in 02, she put me on her insurance.
Your wife?
Yes.
Okay.
And from 02 until 16, I was on her insurance. So I had to try and prove to Social Security that I had insurance because I didn't get, you know, the other stuff with them, a Part D.
Right, B,
but
and
I
so
I was on her insurance, had full coverage with her on hers, but yet they still socked me with a late fee, which cost me $102 a month, over and above the $135 for Medicare.
Did you get a form L-564 signed by her company saying you had medical insurance during that period of time?
Not for the whole time, but there was a form that we sent in for the the prior year. That I had insurance, but they just kind of.
How old were you in 2000? How old were you in 2016?
57, 58, somewhere in there.
Well, one thing you can look forward to is that at age 65, that penalty should go away because it's kind of you're starting fresh. So if it doesn't, you need to discuss. Have a chat with Social Security, but I do believe that at 65, the penalty will go away. But they are very strict. You have to show actual proof from an employer. It is the employer's signature that determines whether or not you get the penalty.
Right.
Okay, so I could go back to her employer?
Or her could
go back to her employer?
The employer's the one that has to sign the form for Social Security saying that you had coverage from X date to X date.
Yes.
And if there is any blanks in there, that's where you get the penalty from.
Yeah, it's called L-564. So look it up.
L-564.
Yep, look it up online and see if you can bring it to them and get them to sign off and then take it to your Social Security office and ask them to rebate you any surcharge they hit you with, okay?
Okay, will do.
I got to run. Thank you, Scott. Sherry, tell everyone how to get in touch with the SHIP people.
Okay, the final thing is that you're going to call 1-800-243-3425.
There you go. Or you can Google, because Google knows everything.
That's right. Maryland SHIP.
SHIP. Maryland SHIP. And you just take that first thing that comes up, and there's a PDF there to give you every county's phone number. Sherry, always a great guest. I really appreciate you being here
with us today.
Thank you for having me. And this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Things are gonna be much better.